please remain standing. I won't make you sit down real quick and then stand right back up again. So we'll do a quick welcome. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Covenant Church of Thomaston. So great to see everyone here. Hope to see most of you tomorrow morning at 6:30 a.m., I'm hoping. I'm pretty sure the sermon's going to be better. I know that right now, so you might want to come back for that. So that's about all we have for some messages, so we'll get right into our insert, Light of the World.
Joy of the Father, reach to the
I need your help, guys. Jesus is the light of the world.
A light no darkness can extinguish.
Prayer with me, please. Father God, thank you for leading us through Advent, bringing us safely here tonight, and preparing us for a meaningful and joyous Christmas. May we celebrate the birth of Jesus in our hearts and remember why Christ came to the earth. Thank you for loving us and always being with us. May we share your loving goodness with others this Christmas and throughout the coming year. Amen. Please be seated.
This is a message for the children, so any children, pay attention. Christmas. We're bundled in our coats when we get to church tonight, but it feels warm and holy inside. We can't help whispering to each other because we are so excited. Our parents say, shh, but it doesn't work. When the beautiful carol music begins, everyone finally quiets down. It is Christmas Eve. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus, the pastor reads, and we listened to the story of baby Jesus, the angels, and the shepherds in the little town of Bethlehem. We open our hymn books and sing what the angels sang, Gloria in Excelsis Deo, which means glory in the highest to God. We bow our heads and pray for peace on earth. It was the moment everyone's been waiting for. The pastor goes forward to light the Advent wreath. He will light the Christ candle, the white one in the center. Watch and see, the light shines in the darkness, the Son of God is born. The ushers pass the light to everyone in the sanctuary. I hold my candle steady, steady, while I light yours. Now you hold your candle steady, steady, while you light the next one. Watch how the soft glow spreads. See how people's eyes shine. We sing Silent Night, Holy Night, and I snuggle with my dad. I love the quiet. I love the light. I love this night. God is with us.
First reading this evening comes from Isaiah 7:14 and Isaiah 9:6. Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. Look, the young woman is with child and shall bear a son, and shall name him Emmanuel. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is the name to be named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
An angel appears to Mary, Luke 1:26 through 38. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy. He will be called Son of God. And now your relative Elizabeth in her old age has also conceived a son. And this is the sixth month for her who was said to be barren. For nothing will be impossible with God." Then Mary said, "Here I am, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her.
Angel appears to Joseph. Matthew 1, verses 18 through 23. Now the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to dismiss her quietly. But just when he had resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet. "Look, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel," which means, "God is with us."
Angels stand in here to touch.
Merry Christmas. Nice we get this cold weather just in time for our services. Because of COVID came back, we kind of cut the candle silent night thing that we usually do each year, so we cut that back this year. Sorry, Catherine. One of the best parts of my job was, is always in visiting people. It's nice to sit down and talk, and especially with our older members. They like walking through the old times and walking through their favorite stories, and they tell tales of good times and great people. I do most of the listening while they do most of the talking. This week I was blessed in delivering poinsettias to Louise Friedland. In the spirit of the season, we talked of snow and church and family. But as we talked, she discussed about how we need to be there for each other. As Christians, we never know when God will be using us, sharing his word through us, and comforting others in his name. She told of the times when people where she lives would find their way to her room to talk, to share, and to pray. And as I was preparing to leave and pray with her, she turned to me discussing the importance of prayer. And then she stopped and prayed for me. Sometimes it is important that we step out of our comfort zone to become accountable to God, to be ready with answers to those who are in need, all in allowing God to do his work through us at many different times and unexpected ways. Mrs. Friedland sure put a smile on my face and a little joy in my heart after a very long day. Thank you. The season of Christmas can be a stressful time, and I'm pretty sure that we all have our special little things that we do to help get us through or to bring us back to the days when we were younger, and we were with our parents, and when everything was right in the world. Things that bring us that feeling of comfort. Christmas cookies and parties and special times with family or just watching your favorite Christmas shows or TV specials. I have to say that I think one of my favorites is the 1965 CBS special, A Charlie Brown Christmas by Charles Schulz. Schulz uses his peanuts cast as he tries to put Christ back into Christmas. CBS first approached Charles Schulz, creator of Peanuts, with an idea of an animated TV show featuring Charlie and Lucy and the whole gang, and don't forget about Snoopy. Schulz agreed, and work soon began on a script, and he gave them the title of Charlie Brown Christmas, and CBS approved. The opening scene plays Charlie on his tiptoes, looking into a snow-covered mailbox, hoping to find that elusive Christmas card. Nothing again. Feeling rejected, he stopped by Lucy's psychiatric booth to mourn the commercialism of Christmas. Lucy concurred and added her own lament to the story. Christmas is nothing but a bunch of stupid toys. What I really want is real estate. CBS loved it. The next scene, Charlie became further disillusioned as Snoopy was busy decorating his doghouse with lights and strings and all kinds of gaudy decorations in hope of winning the neighborhood contest. Good grief, says Charlie. Yes, that's what we like. That's good, CBS thought. Sally, Charlie's baby sister, was caught up in the trappings of the season, too. She recruited him to take dictation for her letter to Santa Claus. Dear Santa, just send me money, preferably tens and twenties. More laughter from the CBS bigwigs. And as the story progressed, feeling sorry for Charlie Brown, Lucy sends Charlie out to pick out a Christmas tree for their neighborhood pageant, a big, shiny aluminum one, maybe painted pink. However, Charlie, he didn't do that. Instead, he brought back a real, a bit small, pathetic, lifeless little tree. The kids hated it. "You blockhead, Charlie Brown." In frustration, Charlie screamed, "Is there anyone who knows what Christmas is all about?" "That's really, really good," CBS said. "That's great." And then Linus stepped into the spotlight and he answers Charlie's question with his blanket held tightly. Linus says, "Sure, Charlie Brown, I can tell you what Christmas is all about." And then he reads the King James Version, Luke chapter 2, verse 8 through 14. "And there, in the same country, shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flocks by night. And lo, an angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. And they were sore afraid. And the angel said to them, 'Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings and great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger.' And suddenly there was with angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men.'" Linus ends with, "That's the meaning of Christmas, Charlie Brown." "Hold everything," CBS demanded. "You can't have Bible verses on national television, especially from King James Version. You'll alienate viewers and you'll chase all our advertisers away. The tree can stay, but the Bible has to go." "If you can't tell the Christmas story, you can't have my peanuts cast." Schultz stood firm. "If the Christmas reading goes, so do they." CBS looked at the fast approaching time. They were running out of time. It was already pub. They gulped and said, "Okay, but we're going to pay for this big time." And sure enough, on the night of the Christmas special, the CBS switchboard was inundated, floods of calls from all over the country, all asking the same questions. "When can we have more peanuts?" "Christmas specials." And they said, "Soon, very soon." And so a TV tradition was born. 50% of America watched the Charlie Brown Christmas special. It won Emmys and Peabody's. TV Guide claimed that Linus's biblical recitation was one of the top 35 moments in television history. And this became the longest running Christmas special on CBS. The Christmas story can never be told too much. Christ's coming never was meant to be secretive. After all, God emptied himself and became man. He stepped out of eternity and into time, and we behold his glory and the glory of the begotten of the Father. Many people and scholars today, they say the Bible's Christmas story is, it's just a fairy tale. Well, what is a fairy tale? One universally agreed upon matter is that the fairy tales do not require fairies. I suppose you could suggest that a fairy tale is a story of various characters, a fascinating plot, a struggle between good and evil, a hero, and a happy ending. Defined this way, the Christmas story is a fairy tale. In fact, the Christmas story is, as C.S. Lewis would say, it's a true fairy tale. It's a true story of the world that God originally created in manifest beauty and glory, where everything was good. God created the perfect man and then created the perfect wife for him. And then something went horribly wrong when sin entered the perfect world. The noble race fell into unspeakable corruption and ruin. Instead of love and joy and peace, people were filled with all manners of unrighteousness, evil, covetousness, and malice. They were full of envy, murder, strife, and deceit. But God sent another perfect man into the world. He would be a hero who would save people. This man was born in Bethlehem in a filthy stable to humble parents. He lived his life in obscurity in Galilee. And then when he was about 30 years old, he started to proclaim the good news of God's message of salvation. He told all who would listen that there would be a happy ending for all who repent of their rebellion and sin against the Creator and believe that the hero would pay the penalty for all of their sin. The hero eventually went to the cross and died to save all who would believe his message. Listen again how Linus quoted the angel's announcement of this true fairy tale. "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." You see, the story of Jesus' birth was never meant to be a secret. Indeed, as the angel said, the birth of Jesus is good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. Is Christmas a fairy tale? Yes, it is. It's a true fairy tale. A hero rescuing sinners who call out to him for help and salvation. His name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Believe in Jesus Christ this Christmas, and you will find the answer to all the confusion, the chaos, and the conflicts in your life. Turn to Jesus this Christmas in faith and repentance, and he will rescue you. Early in the writing of the script, lead animator Bill Melendez said to Schultz, "It's very dangerous to start talking about religion now." And Schultz's answer to him was, "Bill, if we don't do it, who will?" Amen.
Birth of Christ. Luke 2, verses 1 through 7. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn.
Oh,
Shepherds hear the news. Luke 2, verses 18 through 15. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven and earth, peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us."
Wise men came to worship. Matthew 2, 1 through 2, and 7 through 11. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men came from the east, came to Jerusalem, asking, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we observed his star and its rising and have come to pay him homage." Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word so that I may also go and pay him homage." When they had heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star that went as they had seen as its rising, until it stopped over a place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. let us now offer back to God the joy of being able to give back to him for all the many blessings he has given us.
Hallelujah.
you please stand? Will you please join me in our Christmas prayer? Let us pray. Loving God, we thank you for your Son, Jesus, who shows us once again to be with us here and now. Help us to share this incredible story with everyone we meet, not just today, but every single day. Amen. As you go forth from this place, may you live as ones who have witnessed the incredible birth of God becoming human. May you be called beyond your comfort zone to share this Christmas story, not because in what you say, but also in how you live. May you be Christ in a world in desperate need of Christ. Amen. Merry Christmas.
Thanks be to God.